the biggest yeshivas in the world.
That includes the Mir Yeshiva, Panovich, and the biggest Lakewood all over the place. There's a massive machlokas about what to do on days like this of Hanukkah. What do you do with Second Seder? If, typically speaking, Second Seder starts at about 3, whatever it is, and it goes until 7 o'clock, and the chila, the time to light, is sometime after Shkia, 20 to 30 minutes after Shkia, until about a half an hour after physical Chavim. Then the kasha is, what do you do by big yeshivas when you have Second Seder, and Second Seder goes straight until 7? Should you take off and light in the proper Zman, for the Zman to be done, you know, for everything to be done in the proper time? Or should it be done in such a way where you sort of push it off a little bit until you can light a little bit later when you come home from yeshiva? And the kasha is really whether or not Talmud Torah is docha, the Neros Chanukah in that sense, whether you should light at that point or not. And there's svarim on it. I mean, not only the Mishnah Berurah speaks about it, but there are svarim that are written on such an issue, on what you're supposed to do in such a situation, what you're supposed to do. It's amazing, though. When I was in the Mir, everybody went home, and they all lit. I'm really sorry. Do you mind? Thanks. So, it's amazing that when I was in the Mir Yeshiva, it was always done, and it was constant through every time that I would say, if not 99%, we had almost everybody went home in order to light in the proper time, and they didn't stay for Second Seder. It seems strange. We're making a Hanukkah party tonight for the yeshiva on Zos Hanukkah. I don't know if everybody here knows about the chashivas of Zos Hanukkah, of the eighth day of Hanukkah. How this is literally the last point for a person to do tshuva. This is the time in the Sfarim where it says that the greatest things happen. There's a hand that comes down from Shemayim that pulls in anybody who wants to be pulled up, anybody who wants to do tshuva. There's a hand that comes down that can clasp you to bring you up from the depths that you put yourself in. Zos Hanukkah is a huge time, and we're making a Hanukkah party on Zos Hanukkah instead of learning. What's shot? What is it? How is it not that we have so much batala at a time where you'd think that Hanukkah would be a time where we brought the Torah back, where the Greeks were done and we were able to learn, we were able to sit and learn? Rabbi Cohen used to tell me that his mashkiach, Rav Vogel from Lakewood, would beg guys to stay for Shabbos Hanukkah. Instead of going out and back to their families in Shabbos Hanukkah, you would beg them and they would all stay in, they would be there for that Shabbos to be Mechazek the Olam when nobody else was learning. When on that Shabbos everybody was going home, he would beg people to come back inside. I remember my Rebbe Rav Asher always used to give shir. He gave shir every day from 6 to 7. On Hanukkah, you would give shir from 6 to 7:30. Usually ended 7:20. But at 6, the official line was that he gave shir from 6 to 7:30 because then everybody took a half hour off to be able to go home to light and then to come back. People took up so much time, we had to make up for that time. So he added on a half an hour to the shir in order to make sure that he would make up for it. But that's not what happens by most places. So why is it that way? There's a line that's used by Rav Tzadok HaKohen regarding Hanukkah, and it says, "Kol ha'gadol mechavero, yitzro gadol me'man." The greater you are, we all know this line, that the greater person you are, the bigger Talmud Chacham, the great chassid that you are, that means your Yitzhahara is just as big. Your Yitzhahara is greater, the greater a person you are. It says Rav Tzadok that doesn't only apply to people, that also applies to Zman. In times that are the greatest times, the most powerful times, that's where the Yitzhahara is the greatest. Where he tries to grab us the most, that's the time for it. Which means that this time of Hanukkah, where there's so many mafrim, so many things that are knocking us down, so many things that are being mavatal us from what we're supposed to do, this time must be an extremely powerful time. An unbelievably powerful time. Another couple of us over here. Ala Nisan is basically the only thing we have on Hanukkah that really tells us about what Hanukkah is. There's no Gemara on Hanukkah, although there are Gemaras, little pieces in Gemara Shabbos, a one-liner in Bava Kama, a one-liner in Ksuvos, a little bit in Bava Netziah toward the very end, but that's it. There's no official Gemara on Hanukkah. There's a whole Gemara for Megillah, but the obvious answer to that is Megillah's Esther allows you to have a whole Gemara to explain what Megillah Esther is saying, and that's the obvious shot. But there's no Megillah for Hanukkah. We don't have that. And if you ask why, the simple answer is there were no Nevi'im around. There's no Anshe Knesset Gedolah. Megillat Esther was brought in as one of the last Sfarim, if not the last Sefer, to be that Sefer that we darshan, the last one that was written through Nevi'im, through Mordechai and Esther. Well, at the times of the Hashmonaim, although there is a Megillat Antiochus, and there is a Sefer Yehudis, and we have those as Sfarim Chitzonim, they're outside of our normal, the 24 Sfarim of Tanakh, but they're not for real. So the question is why? Why is that? Why is Hanukkah not Zochah to more than just an Al Nisan? Even Al Nisan. There's not one mention of the miracle of the oil. Not one. There's a miracle of the fact that Kabu Shmonis Me Hanukkah Ilu, the Hodus Alahal Shimcha Agabah, that they do have a little bit of the Shemen, but nothing about the Shemen lasting 8 days. Nothing about that. It's we won the war. Rishayim Biyat Tameyim, Rishayim Biyat Tzadikim, Tameyim Biyat Tzahorim, Zayden Biyat Oskei Sora Secha. We say Rabban Biyat Ma'asas. Those things we mention. But nothing, there's nothing there. Why are we not mentioning what we would think is the Ikar part of Hanukkah, which is the Shemen itself? What are we skipping out on? What are we missing when it comes to Hanukkah? Says a Chiddush HaRim. Chiddush HaRim asks, what's the greatness of Hanukkah in the first place? So the oil lit for a little bit extra? That miracle took place every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. Every single day, there was a nes of the Shemen lasting longer than it was supposed to. There was a Ner Maravi, which is a machlokis, where exactly was the second light from the east, or the middle light, the one that was right in the middle. But there was a Ner Maravi, who was known as Ner Maravi, and the Ner Maravi stayed lit the entire time. Even when the oil should have been gone, and the oil and all the other candles were gone, but the Ner Maravi was lit. This happened every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Every single day, the oil lasted longer than it should have. Aside from that, anybody who's done the Gemara Yuma, if you're in Daf Yomi, you've seen a little bit of it already. There's 10 Nisim, and the Gemara goes on, there really are 16 Nisim that happen daily in the Beis HaMikdash. Nisim gluyim. They were just meant for something in front of your face. You couldn't miss them. There were Nisim that happened every day in the Beis HaMikdash. What are we celebrating Hanukkah for when this happened every day? Every single day there were these Nisim. So you could say they didn't happen during the second Beis HaMikdash, but there were certain Nisim that did happen during the second Beis HaMikdash. Nonetheless, there was no chag for anything else other than the fact that there was a menorah in which the oil lasted for 8 days. Then he adds on to the kasha. We all know the Gemara, Tainus and Chavdala, that mentions Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. The whole Gemara is about Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa's greatness and everything about Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. And one Maisa sticks out in which his daughter accidentally had put vinegar inside the Shabbos Neros instead of oil. She put vinegar inside that. And Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa saw that she was crying and said, "BT, why are you crying?" She said, "Abba, how could I not cry? I put vinegar instead of oil, so we're not going to have lights for the Shabbos." To which Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa said, "BT, what's the problem? Mi she'amar l'shemen v'yadlik, the one who said that the oil will light, hu yomar l'chometz v'yadlik. He will say that the vinegar will light." And the vinegar lasted all Shabbos long until Motzei Shabbos, and they made Havdalah on that vinegar light. They made Havdalah on that light for them to be able to make. This is the kasha, by the way, from the Ben Yishchai. Can you use Mice and Nisim to be able to make Havdalah? I'm sure the Ben Yishchai had that shayla every week, but most people don't have that shayla. That was a shayla in and of itself. But that's Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. So the kasha, that's the Chiddush HaRim. I don't understand it, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. This was the miracle of Hanukkah. This is greater than the miracle of Hanukkah. At least by Hanukkah was oil. This is a crazy miracle for 24 hours, 25 hours, that the oil, the vinegar stayed lit. The vinegar didn't go out. How is that not a miracle that we celebrate every year? How do Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa not celebrate that every year? But we're celebrating the fact that the oil lasted a little bit longer. How could this be? How is this the miracle that we're celebrating and not the other one? It's a pella. It's a pella, says the Chiddush HaRim, what we're celebrating by Hanukkah. And his answer is even more of a pella. This answer, it's out there. A tzaddik, whose entire essence and being is chutz l'teva, is outside the realm of nature, He's not there. He's not a normal person. Of course, such a person can have nisim happen to him every single day. Of course, that type of a person can have amazing things, wondrous things happen to him every single day. That's what his whole essence is. He's living beyond nature. So for miracles like that to happen to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, it's not a pella. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, his life is about miracles. His life is that his whole essence is that way. That's not a kasha. And that shouldn't make you crazy, and there's nothing to celebrate with that. That's normal. For him, that's normal. That's a normal thing to happen. But this is what it is. It's done by Kfal Yisrael, and if the Am is involved, then who says that such a miracle can happen? Who donated the oil to give to the menorah? Where did those donations come from? They come from Am, from all the people. Anybody who came to the Beis HaMikdash and donated a little bit of money to the Beis HaMikdash and put it inside the different lishkos that were in charge, the different areas that were in charge of putting in tzedakah. Everybody put in a dollar, a quarter, a couple dollars in order to go in. They were all involved. It was everyone whose money was involved in getting the oil for the lights to be able to get from the menorah, which means that the menorah was not done by great tzaddikim or holy men only. It was done by everyone. Miracles don't happen for everyone unless everyone is deserving and everyone is ready for it. Think of the Jews that were at the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, especially the ones that were fighting in these wars. Granted, the Hashmonaim were tzaddikim. Granted, the Hashmonaim were great people, but they weren't the only ones there. See, the major part that we're missing on Hanukkah is that it wasn't just that the Hashmonaim were fighting the Greeks. The Hashmonaim had as much infighting as there was outfighting. There were Mityavnim, people that acted like Greeks, that wanted to be like Greeks, that agreed with every bit of Greek philosophy that was out there, and they were fighting the Hashmonaim as well. They were fighting an in-war. They said, we're not going to battle, we're not going to go out to war, and in fact, they hindered the Hashmonaim from going out to war. They might not have fought them outright, and there may not have been a full-blown civil war, thank God, in which Jews were killing Jews. But there were many Mityavnim that disagreed entirely on what the Hashmonaim were doing. They said, what's the big deal? So we give up Shabbos? Do we give up Milah? Do we give up Rosh Chodesh? I don't even understand what Rosh Chodesh is. They gave it all up. They were willing to give it up because they said, as long as we're like Yevonim, what's the big deal? We're still Jews. We still call ourselves Jews. We still are. And the Hashmonaim said no. And they fought. The fact that the Hashmonaim won is tremendous. But that wasn't the biggest miracle on Hanukkah. The biggest miracle on Hanukkah and what got everybody is that the oil, says the Chiddush Yerim, which was donated by those Nisyavnim, those who were on the side of the Greeks, the oil that they were involved with, their money, was involved in this miracle. And for that, it shows us such a huge thing. It's not just that we need Talmidei Chachamim to do things. Anyone can have a nes happen to them. Any Jew, no matter how far gone you are, no matter how bad you are, it doesn't make a difference. You still have the ability to have a massive miracle happen for you. And that's the nes of Hanukkah. If that's so, then it's a nes of the Am, of the people. It's the nes of those people. That those people who were moved to fight, they're involved. The people that were moved to donate, they were involved. They're all part of this. That's, it's not about the Talmidei Chachamim here. It's not in the schus of Talmidei Chachamim. It's not in the schus of the Gedolim that this miracle happens. It's in the schus of everyone. So if you would relegate the miracles of Hanukkah to a Megillah that you would read, or to a Gemara that you would learn, that would take out from what the people could get from it. Which means they wanted, after Hanukkah was over, to allow everyone to be involved. They made the halachas of Hanukkah ner ish u'beisa. You should be involved with your family. Get everyone involved. Make it a fun time. Make it the simcha. There's no simchas mitzvah, meaning there's no official sudas mitzvah to get everyone together. It's a time when you should have a simchas mitzvah. Get everyone involved and do things. Because the fact is, getting a sudas mitzvah together means you might have certain averos that you're causing people to do. Meaning, people aren't going to bench correctly, people aren't going to make brachos, they're going to forget to do this and that and the other. Chas v'shalom, there could be bas v'chol involved. When you're dealing with people who don't know, and that's what this chag is for, you can't tell them to do anything because that might cause them to do something wrong. They didn't make a yomtiv out of it. They didn't make any chiyuvim out of it. They said, have a fun time. Neru Shabbeso is wait until the proper time comes and bring everyone together. It's not a chiyuv to learn anything. Isn't that crazy? The Hanukkah, there's no chiyuv to really learn. That's from the Mikubalah, that the time is such a special time, the time is such an auspicious time to be able to learn. But that's not in the halachos, because it's a chag of the Am. It's a chag for everyone, and not just for the Talmid Chacham, and that's why Al Nisim is all we got in our tefillah, because that's what the Am does. They'll daven, they'll bench, and they put it inside there, and that's what they read. And they don't read about their own greatness. They read about the fact that there was a war fought by the Chashanayim and won. They learn about Kavu Shmonis Mechanika Elu, referring to Sanhedrin making the Chag. But the real truth is that it's all about them. All the people just reading, I don't mean to say it this way because it's not the way that it really should come out. The way of putting it is, it's the simple man's holiday. And that's why everyone loves it. And then the Kobalim show us, those who know Halakha, and those who have gone past that point, how special we are and how special this time is, and how to add on to it with your limud, with the everything that comes with it, how to add on to this time. But this is the source, this is the idea of what Hanukkah is. So Hanukkah is a time when we show what Klal Yisrael can do as a whole and individuals within the nation. As a whole, we can make miracles happen like the oil. Even normal people can make oil light for 8 days, not just great holy men. Anyone can make this happen, and on an individual level. If you're strong enough to be able to push yourself, you can defeat a mighty army. Those who are ready for it can go out and defeat a massive, massive army. You realize we're on the level of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa during this time. Us, normal people, people that live in Teva, in nature, we're on the level of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa during this time. We're on the level where we can make vinegar light and stay lit for 25 hours straight over a Shabbos. It always hit me that we all know Reformed Jews somewhere in our life, or Reformed or Reconstructionist or Conservative or somebody that's unaffiliated in some way, shape, or form. We all know Jews like that. Have you ever talked to them about Hanukkah? You ever ask them why they like Hanukkah? I mean, it's amazing, right? It stands. Hanukkah really stands for everything that they're against. Everything. There was a bunch of Jews that believed in Torah and that believed in the good things and the base of Mikdash and holiness and Kedusha who got up and fought against the sports teams. It would be like us going up against the Bears. And I have no doubt that we could get through that defensive line. I have no doubt about that. Anybody could. I'm sure anyone has that ability to. But it's us going up against all the sports teams in the city. Everybody, again, not just Chicago. We're including like good sports cities as well. We're going up against everyone. And it's just a handful of yeshiva bachrim who are getting up on a second Seder and they're closing their gemaras and they're like, all right, let's go. And they're pulling out their, I don't even know what they had. I don't know if they had spears. I have no idea what they had. They just got up with a little Rashba, and they're just like, Rashba! That's all they were doing. Do you realize the power? This is what it is. Everyone loves Hanukkah, even though they have no idea what it was really all about. No clue. But we do. We know what this was. Chazal revolved their halachos around the Am. But there's secrets here in Hanukkah, and the secrets are for us. The people are really learning, for us to know what's here. So you start looking at it. The halacha tells us, seemingly, that you should lighten the proper zman with your family. And therefore, even if it takes away from your learning somehow, you're somehow supposed to be together with family. It's a time where you're able to grow, you're able to build something up. Build something up. So when there's a Hanukkah Mesiva that happens during the day that pushes off the schmooze, if the whole point of that Hanukkah Mesiva is to build you up, then move the schmooze over for that Hanukkah Mesiva. Because that's what Hanukkah is. The time is so great. So great. That's what can do these things. And I think the key is like this. We're used to calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malkeinu, our King. But we're not so used to calling Him Avinu, our Father. And I've always held this, and this is a very hard line to be able to say. I felt that the people who have a lot of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu usually have a very strong relationship with their father or a father figure in their life. Usually that's what I found. People that have lapses in their emunah usually have a lapse in the relationship with their father. It's not a fault, nor is it a general idea that can apply to everybody. It's a general idea. It's not a specific idea that can apply to anybody. It's just, it's a concept. We sometimes forget that God loves us. We know he's our punisher. We know he's there. We just forget that he's also a venue. And that's an important thing to remember and realize. And that's what Hanukkah is. Time to have, really, to realize that he loves us. He doesn't just want to punish us. He wants to pull us in. He wants to bring us back. And that's what our avodah has to be right now. Building up a system where we know that God loves us. I wish I could say the same thing about myself. I do want to punish you. I somewhat have that love. It's there. It's not as great as a Kaddish Baruch Hu's. I'm getting there. It's not as great. But it's like that. That's the idea of what Hanukkah is. And then, when you realize what a Kaddish Baruch Hu has done for you, it's automatic that the shine of the Hanukkah lights go out to others and you can be mefarsim that mess. That's what Hanukkah is really all about. Just have to remember it. Don't keep thinking of it as being a time of where you have to do something. That's not what Hanukkah is. Hanukkah is a privilege. It's an opportunity. It's a place where you can realize your own growth can be stimulated during this time. If you realize that, then you've got the real key to what Hanukkah is all about. The real key behind it. Just remember, you got to love life. If you don't love life, you got to start loving life. Because it's really, really good. Think of how many people have gotten engaged in the last 2 days. Love life. Everything comes in its proper time. We shall be happy. We will be good. And everything will be besimcha. And if you're besimcha, things will follow. Shalom, we continue, guys. Have a great rest of the day.